Hello and welcome to this Citation podcast, in which we'll be taking a closer look at carer's leave, a new right available to employees from 6th April. I'm Jill McAteer and I'm Director of Employment Law at Citation.
And I'm Emma McGrath, a professional sports solicitor at Citation.
Carer's leave is a right to take up to 1 week of unpaid leave per year for caring responsibilities. The right is available to all employees in England, Scotland and Wales. It doesn't currently apply to Northern Ireland as employment law is devolved to the Northern Irish Government and therefore the Assembly will have to legislate to introduce it. It's a day one right, meaning that employees are not required to have a minimum length of service in order to request it. Now, Emma, there's quite a few elements to this new right, aren't there?
Yes. So first, they must be an employee. Then the time off must be to provide or arrange care for a dependent with a long-term care need. So in this context, dependent means a child, parent, spouse or civil partner, or someone living in their household, but that's other than a lodger, tenant or employee, or someone who reasonably relies on them to provide or arrange care for them. So in this latter case, it could be, for example, a neighbour. But the key is that they are reasonably relying on the employee to provide care. So if that neighbour, for example, had family living down the street who could help out instead, then they are unlikely to be deemed to be reasonably relying on the employee. However, as I said, there's also this second element of the dependent definition, which is about having a long-term care need.
Yes, and a long-term care need is defined in the regulations as either a care need because of old age, a disability, or an illness or injury, which can be either physical or mental, which requires or is likely to require care for more than 3 months. I think there is scope here for employers to be confused about how this new right fits in with the rights employees already had in respect of taking time off to look after dependents.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, there's an existing right to take time off for dependents, and that's about a right to a reasonable amount of unpaid time to deal with an emergency situation. So, a classic example would be that the employee's child has fallen over in the school playground and needs to be taken to be assessed at A&E. Now, this right isn't intended to actually provide the care. So, for example, if it was found that the injured child had sprained their ankle and would need some time off school, the employee shouldn't be using time off for dependents to provide that care. There are some cases when the individual circumstances meant this was allowed. So, for example, a case involving a single parent with no family nearby, where there was literally no one else who could provide that care. But usually the actual care wouldn't be covered and this time off is only to deal with the emergency itself. Another key difference is that with time off for dependents, the definition of a child dependent does not include this requirement for any long-term care need. So a child without any additional care needs would be classed as a dependent under this right.
Because this is not intended to cover emergency situations, employees are required to give their employer notice that they want to take the time off. The regulations require employees give at least 3 days' notice, or alternatively, double the length of time they want to take off, whichever is the longer. So if they want to take half a day, they need to give 3 days' notice, but if they want to take 2 days, they will have to give 4 days' notice. However, the requirement to give notice can be waived at the employer's discretion. The regulations don't say that the notice has to be given in writing, but I think it's sensible to have a policy that employees put their requests in writing, as this will make it much easier for you to record and manage the process. However, it's very important that employees are not asked to prove why they want to take the time off, as the regulations make it very clear that this is not permitted.
So in terms of the entitlement, this is to 1 week unpaid leave in a rolling 12-month period. If the employee's got more than one dependent, then it's still only a week. It doesn't double or triple, etc., with the amount of dependents they have. Now, the week is to a working week. So if, for example, someone works 3 days a week, then they get 3 days unpaid carer's leave each 12-month period. If somebody works variable hours, then you have to average their hours worked over the previous 52 weeks to get their weekly average. If they've worked for you for less than 52 weeks, then you'd average the hours over this lesser period. If an employee's taking carers leave in their first week in work, you should use the amount they're expected to work in that week as the amount of leave they can take. Now, this leave can be taken very flexibly, in blocks of days or even half days, or an employee could even ask to take the leave as a one-week block. Employers can't refuse an employee carer's leave, but they can postpone it if they reasonably believe that taking the leave at that particular time would cause undue disruption to the business. And if that is the case, the employer needs to sit down with the employee and explain why the leave can't be taken at that particular time and agree an alternative date when it can be taken. However, the alternative date needs to start no later than a month after the date the employee originally requested. So, for example, if the employee wanted to take the 1st of July as carer's leave, they would have to be given an alternative date, which starts no later than the 1st of August. If carer's leave is to be postponed, the employer then needs to write to the employee confirming why it has to be postponed and also the new dates which have been agreed. And this notice needs to be given to the employee within 7 days of their request or before the date they originally requested, whichever is the earlier. So in terms of what you as an employer should be doing now, it's important to ensure that you've got a new carer's leave policy in place. You should consider whether you want to enhance the right to introduce any kind of paid carer's leave as part of the policy. You need to inform employees of these new rights, which of course could be achieved by rolling out the new policy to them. You need to train your managers so they understand the new rights and are ready to deal with any requests. And you need to ensure that you've got an accurate method of recording any carer's leave. So, for example, citation clients can record these on our Atlas employee management platform. Thanks for listening. We hope that's been helpful. Citation clients can always call us for advice 24/7. If you're not a citation client, but you want to find out more about how we can support your business, then please call us on 0345 844 1111.